Making the Most of This Issue for the December 2005 Ensign Magazine. Joseph Smith remembered. This month is the 200th anniversary of the Prophet Joseph Smith's birth. To commemorate this important milestone, the Ensign offers a glimpse of the Prophet's family and early life. The story of Joseph's life is the story of a miracle, writes President Gordon B. Hinckley. He was born in poverty. He was reared in adversity. He was driven from place to place, falsely accused and illegally imprisoned. He was murdered at the age of 38. Yet in the brief space of 20 years preceding his death, he accomplished what none other has accomplished in an entire lifetime. Refer to Joseph Smith, Prophet of God, Mighty Servant, in this issue of the Ensign. Have you ever wondered what happened to the Prophet's brothers and sisters? Read the article, The First Family of the Restoration, in this issue. Sharon, Vermont, could rightly be called the cradle of the Restoration, because this is where Joseph Smith was born. To read more about this quiet New England town, refer to the article, A Prophet's Life, The Cradle, Sharon, Vermont. Priesthood Quorum series concludes. President Gordon B. Hinckley has served in the first presidency for more than 24 years. He is well qualified to teach us about this presiding quorum in the article, The Quorum of the First Presidency by President Gordon B. Hinckley, in this issue. Get the Christmas Spirit. President Howard W. Hunter explores the real meaning of Christmas in this gospel classic, The Real Christmas, in this issue. What do you do when you're a teenager, both of your parents have died, and Christmas becomes the most painful time of the year? Read how a seminary teacher and the words of the Prophet Joseph Smith came to the rescue of one young teenager in the article When Christmas Hurts by Tamara Smith Allred in this issue. What do an unexpected Christmas bonus, a loving missionary companion, a manger overflowing with straw, and a kettle of clam chowder have in common? The Christmas spirit, that's what. Read Latter-day Saint Voices in this issue to capture some of it for your holiday celebration. Nurturing and nourishing. Mothers who are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children can be a powerful force for strengthening families when they use mealtimes to gather loved ones. Read the article Powerful Nurturing by Julie B. Beck in this issue. A mission in your golden years? The Cranes, the Iversons, and the Gehrmans have a message for you who are now retired or soon will be. There are blessings to be harvested in the mission field for you, your family, and the people you'll serve. Read the article in this issue, Mission Blessings in the Golden Years. Magnify or reduce and simplify. Is it possible to magnify a calling without also magnifying the time and work you spend on it? See what some of our readers say about reducing and simplifying work while still getting results. Read in this issue, Questions and Answers. Home teaching and visiting teachers find the monthly messages in this issue. Gospel Topics, Adversity, When Christmas Hurts by Tamara Smith Allred, and Strengthening the Family, Adapting to Circumstances. Atonement, Gospel Classics, The Real Christmas by President Howard W. Hunter, and Visiting Teaching Message, Rejoice in the Atonement of Jesus Christ. Callings, Questions and Answers. Christmas, Gospel Classics, The Real Christmas. Unto Us a Son is Given. Latter-day Saint Voices. And Random Sampler. Church History, Family of Joseph Smith Sr. and Lucy Mack Smith, The First Family of the Restoration. Church Magazines, Random Sampler. Couple Missionaries, Mission Blessings in the Golden Years. Example, Mission Blessings in the Golden Years. Faith, Visiting Teaching Message, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Family Home Evening, Random Sampler. Family Relations, Strengthening the Family, Adapting to Circumstances, and Powerful Nurturing. Finances, Random Sampler. First Presidency, The Quorum of the First Presidency by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Forgiveness, Visiting Teaching Message, a bag of food and 20 marks. Friendshipping, Becoming a Ward Family by David Brown. General Conference, Random Sampler. Gratitude, Random Sampler. Jesus Christ, Gospel Classics, The Real Christmas. Unto Us a Son is Given, Visiting Teaching Message, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Love, Gospel Classics, The Real Christmas. Powerful Nurturing, Latter-day Saint Voices. Marriage, Strengthening the Family. Missionary Work, Mission Blessings in the Golden Years. Obedience, One Family's Testimony of Tithing by Don L. Searle. Parenthood, Strengthening the Family. Peace, When Christmas Hurts by Tamara Smith Allred. Prayer, A Bag of Food and 20 Marks, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Priesthood Quorums, The Quorum of the First Presidency, President Gordon B. Hinckley. Prophets, First Presidency Message, Joseph Smith Jr., Prophet of God, Mighty Servant, by President Gordon B. Hinckley. The Early Preparation of the Prophet Joseph Smith by Richard Lloyd Anderson. And the Quorum of the First Presidency, President Gordon B. Hinckley. Repentance, Visiting Teaching Message. Restoration, First Presidency Message, Joseph Smith Jr., Prophet of God, Mighty Servant, President Gordon B. Hinckley. And A Prophet's Life, The Cradle, Sharon, Vermont. Service, Gospel Classics, The Real Christmas, Becoming a Ward Family, Mission Blessings in the Golden Years, A Bag of Food and 20 Marks, Latter-day Saint Voices, and Questions and Answers, How Can I Magnify My Calling While Simplifying the Work? Singles, Random Sampler. Joseph Smith, First Presidency Message, Joseph Smith Jr., Prophet of God, Mighty Servant. Family of Joseph Smith Sr. and Lucy Mack Smith, the First Family of the Restoration. A Prophet's Life, The Cradle, Sharon, Vermont. And the Early Preparation of the Prophet Joseph Smith. Teaching, Mission Blessings in the Golden Years, and Powerful Nurturing. Testimony, Becoming a Ward Family. Tithing, One Family's Testimony of Tithing by Don L. Searle. Unity, Becoming a Ward Family. Ward Families, Becoming a Ward Family. End of the section, Making the Most of This Issue, for the December 2005 Ensign Magazine. Read by David Shaw. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for December 2005. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Dwayne Case, Scott Tippetts, Allison Jensen, and David Shaw. November 2005.